Welcome to the Modern Math Teacher Podcast, the podcast that will help you use today's best teaching strategies to ignite and excite your students in math class, and maybe even make it the best part of their day. Hey, I'm Kristen Moore, a longtime believer that math is so much more than just solving for X. I went from teaching straight from a textbook to implementing project-based learning and boosting student engagement in my class each and every day along the way. I'm here to give you the PD you need to successfully do the same with your students. Are you up for it? Let's do this. All right. Hey, everybody. Kristen Moore here, and welcome to this week of the Modern Math Teacher Podcast. I'm super excited to be coming to you guys live this week. I don't know if it's like all the nostalgia from NSYNC coming back and that new Nickelodeon series, but I'm feeling very Hannah Montana. And this week and next week, we have a mini series called The Best of Both Worlds. And that's because we're talking about two fantastic instructional approaches and how you can combine those to make the ultimate learner experience in your classroom. So today we are going to talk all about how to have a modern building thinking classroom. So a modern classroom, right? That's the modern classroom's project approach and the building thinking classroom's approach from Peter Liljedahl. So we're going to see how we can combine both of those. Now, I want to say that this is one of the things that I get tagged in the most on social media and Facebook groups and in Instagram. So if you ever have questions about blending these two approaches, definitely feel free to tag me. Shout out to all of you who have tagged me in those before. This is now going to be the recording that I send everyone to. Everyone's like, Kristen has a podcast episode about that. This is going to be the ultimate one. So make sure that you save it. Episode 41, The Best of Both Worlds, Modern Thinking Classrooms. All right, let's get to it. So teachers all over the U.S. have been captivated by both of these instructional approaches. And not wanting to choose just one, they often question how to combine the two. And I'm here to let you know that it can be done. In fact, the founders of MCP were fans of inquiry-based learning as an approach, similar to the model laid out in the Building Thinking classroom. So you'll see that it marries together really, really well. Let's go ahead and dive in and see how we can have the best of both worlds. Starting off, we're going to talk, what is a modern classroom? So I'm a Modern Classrooms Project mentor. I created their PBL course that they just dropped this summer for MCP University, the second level of Modern Classrooms. So if you find yourself excited about this after we dive in and discuss it a little bit, make sure you head over there and sign up for Summer Institute. So what is a modern classroom? Well, a modern classroom follows three core principles, and that is mastery-based learning, self-paced structures, and blended instruction. So let's dive into each of those. Through mastery-based learning, students progress from one lesson to the next when they demonstrate mastery of the content. This is assessed in mastery checks, which are kind of like mini quizzes or tasks or concept checks, I've heard teachers call them, that students complete at the end of a lesson to prove that they've mastered the content and are ready to move on to that next lesson. So no more moving at the same pace as everybody else. That brings us to self-paced structures. Self-paced structures put students in control of the pace of their own learning. Through providing choice in practice activities a la their must-do, should-do, and aspire-to-do models and methods for supporting and tracking their learning progress through individual game boards, personalized unit trackers, or public-facing progress trackers, students are able to engage in the right amount of learning at the right level and the right pace for them. It is all about the Goldilocks zone when we're talking self-paced learning. So as students progress through the lesson and its activities, then they're ready for the mastery check to prove that they have mastered it, right? And then after they've proven they're mastered it, they're ready to move on to that next lesson. Again, moving at the same pace. So if they're moving at their same pace and they're moving on once they've mastered or demonstrated mastery of a lesson, that brings us to the next shift. And that is, what is it the teacher's doing if all of these students are self-paced? And so that is the idea that there is no more need for direct instruction, where we weren't meeting the needs of more than half the students in our classroom anyway. Some students are behind, some students are ahead, some students are right on pace. But in a modern classroom, teachers utilize blended instruction where students can access the content through teacher-created videos, at just the right time for them. So these videos are created or curated by the teachers to provide the right amount of instruction that students need to learn and begin applying the skills of that lesson. Teachers can use a variety of student engagement strategies throughout the lesson, including guided notes or embedded questions to check for understanding in something like an ed puzzle. And those are great because they can provide feedback to learners throughout the lesson by giving the correction to the misconception in real time. Okay, so that's a little bit about what a modern classroom is. Now, let's talk, what is a building thinking classroom? What is a thinking classroom here? So a thinking classroom includes 14 practices, a lot more than three, right? 14 practices broken down into four toolkits. We're going to think about them as their toolkits right now, okay? And these toolkits build on one another until you have a fully functioning thinking classroom. Now, the first toolkit that most teachers are in, from what I've experienced in the Facebook community, highlights the first three practices, which are giving thinking tasks to randomly group students working at vertical non-permanent surfaces, VNPS, my friend. And those are really like good whiteboards or chalkboards. Some of you get white books, all of these things, right? So these thinking tasks are either those thick, sliced, meaty tasks, which are really deep and get students problem solving, or they're the really cool thin sliced tasks, which work on that variation theory, and they move students through understanding and generalizing procedural skills, which is real cool. So in the second toolkit, after you're getting good at grouping your students, having them work at boards and all of that, the second toolkit is to defront the classroom, use verbal instructions and answer only thinking questions, right? So when you're going to the different students, bopping around to all the boards, you're only answering those thinking questions and mobilizing knowledge in the classroom and utilizing that, the check your understanding question. So this is like their version of homework where a student is checking their own understanding to check their understanding, not to score points or anything like that, but just literally to check their understanding of the math material that was covered. Okay, whew. Now, third toolkit, that includes building on the understanding in the classroom. So in this toolkit, teachers are utilizing hints and extensions to keep students engaged and in that zone of flow, and they're consolidating the learning from the bottom up and having students write their own meaningful notes. And this is where we're going to see how we can blend these two worlds. Okay, and then the final toolkit is focused on assessment and understanding. So evaluating what we value in the classroom, in these thinking classrooms. So both the skills, the math skills, and the habits that they're developing. Utilizing formative assessment to help our students see where they're at and where they are going. And grading based on the data that we can gather and not just some arbitrary point system. All right. Whew, it's for sure, no doubt, that two such amazing instructional approaches are well-loved by educators everywhere. And with these two such powerful pedagogical approaches out there, it is no wonder that teachers want to figure out how to integrate both. And when we think about integrating, teachers are typically asking, how can I integrate building thinking classroom practices into my modern classroom? And that's because the modern classroom model is more open and adaptable to teachers because it's designed to meet literally every teacher of every grade level in every content area. I can't even tell you how many different people I've mentored, you know, from early elementary. I've done PE, I've done CTE classes, I've done work with mentees who are at the ISD level. Like, modern classrooms is a very open and adaptable model. So that's what they use as their core, okay? And so I'm going to talk to you about how I know you can blend a building classroom and a modern classroom because those are things that I do in my classroom. Remember, I am still in the classroom just like all of you out there. And that is what I love, sharing the best practices for today's teaching tips that are working in my classroom and being always real with you. If something's not going to work, I'm definitely going to let you know it. But these two work, and they work real nice. So when I first got started with modern classrooms, it was 2020, and my mentor happened to be one of the founders, Rob Barnett. Amazing guy. He and I both believed in the power of inquiry in the mathematics classroom. Side note, did you know MCP was developed by math teachers? That's how I know these two models fit together so well. So thinking about inquiry, right? And an inquiry lesson is also in PBLU or MCP University. So make sure you go check that out. So he and I both believe in that. And after you launch your class period or your week with an inquiry-based task, Students and groups of students can then move on to the blended learning lesson to gather the expert insight into the topics they explored in the task, and then they move on to like practicing and demonstrating mastery. So using that idea as a model, here's how you can incorporate BTC practices into your modern classroom, using my classroom as an example. So first of all, my units are created in the modern classroom model. So I've got a set of guided notes and blended learning lessons providing that expert guidance on the topics where students are going to explore and learn throughout the unit with my help, right? And a series of practice assignments designed to get students to master the content, and a sequence of mastery checks to ensure students have met those objectives, with, of course, plans for remediation for students who don't meet it. Because inevitably, no matter what model you use, there's always going to be some students you've got to have a bit of remediation with. Now, my students follow a pacing calendar to understand what is the on-pace expectation for the day. And they understand that they may find themselves in the catching up or the ahead of the game categories at any time, and they may be working more rapidly or slowly than some of the others. And so they all know what they need to do, no matter which one of those categories they fall into. And regardless of where that student is at, I plan for a full class participation in all of my thinking tasks, whether those are the thin-sliced activities, a virtual Desmos exploration, or thick-sliced problem-solving tasks up at the whiteboards. All my students get an opportunity to engage in a thinking task. So I facilitate this utilizing BTC best practices of random grouping, whiteboards when appropriate, and helping students to mobilize their knowledge and facilitating the discussions to help keep them in the flow. After my students have done that thinking task, then I consolidate. Another BTC approach, utilizing what I call highlight notes. So that's where I pull up the on-task lesson notes for the day, highlight the key concepts that we pulled out during our thinking task as we discussed and uncovered those ideas that came naturally about. After that, I send my students diving straight into their self-paced learning for the day. Typically, then, the majority of my learners are moving on to watching the self-paced lesson, the on-paced lesson for the day, taking the notes, and starting up with their practice work. Other times, my students who are behind pace or need remediation are going to work with me or the math interventionist to get caught up and relearn the material. And the students who are ahead of the game are either moving on to the next lesson because it's already recorded and available for them, or they're helping others in the classroom. Or right now, it is test prep season. They're working on some test prep as well. Now, the key here is that my students know they're going to be engaging in the collaborative learning activities, aka those thinking tasks, or explorations, as we sometimes call them. And that after that, we've all had that same common experience with it, that same opportunity to think about this new concept in a new way, in a more engaging way, right? Then they're going to personalize their learning time with whatever self-pacing they need. AKA, we are blending to get the best of both worlds. Oh my gosh. All right, you guys. So there you have it, my friends. In this episode of The Best of Both Worlds, we dived into the exciting fusion of the Modern Classrooms Project with Building Thinking Classrooms. It has been such an amazing journey to get to do those in my classrooms with my Algebra 1 students, my Geometry students, and my Algebra 2 students. I'm so fortunate that I've got to use this at all three levels. So if you have questions on this and you teach high school math, always, always reach out to me. Right? These two pedagogical powerhouses can seamlessly intertwine to create a dynamic and amazing learning experience for our students. So as teachers across the United States find themselves drawn to both of these instructional approaches, this burning question still lingers. Can we truly have the best of both worlds? And that, my friends, is a resounding yes. I know it's done because I've done it and I'm doing it regularly this year in my own Geometry and Algebra 2 classrooms. By understanding the core principles of both the Modern Classrooms Project and a Building Thinking Classroom, we've uncovered the common ground where these two approaches converge, from mastery-based learning and self-paced structures to fostering critical thinking and collaboration. The synergy of these two approaches is undeniable, and it creates an amazing experience for your students. We've discussed integration strategies that showcase how these two complement each other really beautifully. So whether it's launching your inquiry-based tasks, facilitating collaborative thinking activities, or providing personalized learning opportunities, the possibilities here are endless. In our classrooms, you guys, we are not just teaching math. We're cultivating a culture of curiosity, collaboration, and mastery. It's all about empowering our students to take ownership of their learning journey while nurturing those critical thinking skills that are going to exist well beyond our classroom. So as you keep moving on in your teaching adventure this school year, remember that you don't have to choose between these two pedagogical approaches, the Modern Classrooms Project and a Building Thinking Classroom. You can embrace the fusion of the two. Experiment with them in your own classroom. See how they're going to integrate for you and your students, and watch as your classroom becomes this vibrant hub of learning and discovery. And make sure you connect with me on Instagram at More Than Just X to share the highs and lows of your journey and to ask me questions along the way. Always feel free to tag me in any posts you see on Facebook. I am happy to chat about this anytime. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me on the first of two episodes of The Best of Both Worlds. Stay tuned for our next episode where we're going to continue the journey of combining top trending teaching approaches where the modern classrooms model meets project-based learning. My fave. All right, guys, until then, keep innovating, keep inspiring, and as always, keep it real. Thanks for tuning in to find out today's tips and tricks. Continue the conversation and join the movement to boost student engagement and make math more meaningful inside the Modern Math Teachers Movement on Facebook. Till next time, keep it real.